Blog Talk Radio.
This is Furl with Merle, and I'm your host, Merle Exit. This is, looks like a nice cloudy day. Date's going to be coming in, not now as yet. Well, I prefer air conditioning in this type of weather, so I'm inside my home here. And it's 10 a.m. on my time here. Now, let's see. And this show, well, any area that basically goes north of the Bronx in New York City, I guess it'd be called upstate, even though it may not be too far. And I took a road trip of my friend Lori Katz. And we went to two areas, one in Rhinebeck and one in, I guess it's the town of Catona. And Catona is in Westchester County. Rhinebeck is in the county just above it. Oh, I keep forgetting. It's not Orange. It's not Ulster. It could be Ulster. Anyway, but actually, Rhinebeck was the farthest place we went, which is only about, it was like a two-hour drive from where I am. Anyway, so I have two of the places on for the show, one of which is the Caramore Center for Music and Performance, and that's the one that's located in Catona. It's hard to describe because it's like an extremely peaceful place. But anyway, we're going to have Mercedes is going to come on because one of the things we did there was we had tea. Yes, they have tea in the afternoon. They scheduled tea and a tour of what is known as the Rosen House of this huge estate. Then up in Red Hook, which is right outside of Rhinebeck, that's where we stayed at this B&B called Red Hook Inn. Really most enjoyable place. Pat is going to come on and tell us all about this with the having these fresh eggs from the chickens that she's got there, yeah, and some other things that we'll get into. So last night I went to see Fiddler on the Roof on Broadway, and it was so good. And I guess, well, people know Fiddler for having Zero Mostel as Tevye, and Herschel Bernardi as Tevye. As a matter of fact, I was in the air the show before with Herschel Bernardi's son, Michael, who now has a part in the play and understudies Tevye. So I don't know when he'll get his chance. But in the show, let's see, I'm looking for, Danny Burstein is the person, is the actor who has the role of Tevye. It was so fantastic. I mean, he really made it, made the show, because of, I guess, I'm not sure whether it's up to the director or the actor themselves to kind of do their own rendition. But his rendition was, and I have to kind of describe, as extremely lively with a touch of campiness into it. And everyone was really great. It, interesting, because I didn't, you know, I don't look at the playbill or anything when I'm going to see a show. But this insert, notice later on, there's an insert. You know how they have it, this performance, the role of, will be played by. It's a long list. I think because it was a Tuesday night, I guess, that they decided to throw in. It's like when you had one, you know, football game, and you say, all right, let the rookies, we're doing so well, let the rookies play, you know. And so that's what it was. I'm not sure. Let's see. The role of Havel, the role of Mazel, the role of Perchik, the role of Mendel. So we got all the sons there. Let's see. The role of the fiddler. Well, that really doesn't make a difference. The role of Avram, the role of Shandal, the role of Rivka, the role of villager. Okay, so the villagers were different too. What I thought was quite interesting was that I think a couple of the villagers, not the, necessarily the substitutes, although they're supposed to be boys, I mean, you know, young men, they were all young, they were not all, there were two of them were actually young women that, you know, dressed in the garb. I think, I'm guessing not because they couldn't find the men, but I guess the women were probably used, they didn't talk, so you didn't know. They sang, and it was mostly, as I watched, it was a lot of their dancing, and I guess they were probably chosen because of their dancing, danceability. But didn't make a difference to the show at all. I'm not sure. I have to say, it would be of interest for me to see the show again with all the original people. But anyway, I highly, highly, highly recommend. I know there was a whole bunch. They got a lot of nominations. I'm not sure if they won, you know, revival, of course, since the show's been around since Moses. But I would highly recommend seeing it. And so after the show, I got to say hello and take a photo with Michael Bernardi, and I did get to speak about a minute or two with Danny. It was just, well, anyway, just to kind of go see it. But now, you realize that I didn't, you know, get to have the word from the that was one of the chickens. You want to have your say too? Okay. I don't want them all to talk. Where the two babies are sleeping anyway. We'll talk about when I went up there between the rubber chickens and the animals that we saw. And of course, I had to see alpacas. I went to 2 alpaca farms, which I'll discuss at another point. In the meantime, of course, I noticed that Pat had Ronnie Brook Farms products, and not only that, we had gone into this place, Schultzville General Store and Cafe, and there was Ronnie Brook Farm products as well. Well, so here's the commercial. There we go.
Hey, Martha. Why do you smile? I was just thinking, I'm here at Ronnie Brook Farms eating delicious grass, not being injected with some synthetic hormones. I just gave birth to another cutie calf and don't even have to deal with any bull. I hear you, Mar. You know what they call cows that can't give milk? No, what, Sal? Utter failure. So, where is our big daddy Ronnie? Probably somewhere exercising, doing yogurt. At Ronnie Brook Farms, you'll find the best of dairy products. Our milks vary in butterfat from nonfat to heavy cream. Enjoy the creamy yogurts from the cup or one that you can simply drink with the best of culture without artificial thickeners or additives. We don't have sour cream. We do have creme fraiche. Butter is better when you can choose cinnamon toast to spread on bread or pancakes. And since we scream for ice cream any time of year, you'll love our 16% butterfat. Do you remember getting bottled milk delivered, opening it to find the cream on the top? That is how you'll find our sweet-tasting cream-lined milk. I'll hand it to you, Sal. Our milk may get past your eyes, but certainly not homogenized. Ronnie Brook Farms, where cows always seem to be in a good mood. Check us out at www.ronniebrook.com.
Oh, yes. I had just had some of the drinkable yogurt. Let's hear some music before we have our caller come in. Let's try. We could do it. Yes.
Reach out before it fades away. You will find the warmth when you surrender. Smile into the fear and let it
We're being brave on a lot of things these days. Okay. So let's see. Well, still waiting. And that, of course, by the way, was Josh Groban. Let's see what. Well, this is just because I love this. Love the song that's playing.
I pray you be all right and watch us where we go. And help us to be wise in times when we don't know. Let this be your prayer when we lose our way. Lead us to a place. Que tu dai,
I pray we'll find your light
nel cuore resterà,
in hope and in our heart,
a ricordarci te,
when it's time to watch each night,
l'eterna stella sei.
Deserve all the bravos. And now it's time for commercial.
What would you do to earn brownie points? How about treating someone to what may be the best brownies they've ever tasted? Fairy Tale Brownies. They may seem like one of the richest bars of fudge, with varieties that include caramel, chocolate chip, espresso nib, raspberry swirl, mint chocolate, all made with Calbo dark Belgian chocolate. But yes, they are brownies, and that's no fairy tale.
Ah, yes, and you can get these wonderful tasting brownies at www.brownies.com. Oh, God, they're so good. I have to tell you something else that's so good. Oh, God, I was hunting for the cookies to make icebox cake. Simple. The cookies, by the way. Nabisco had put out these cookies, I guess also when Moses was around. The cookies, they are chocolate wafers. And it's such a simple thing. Well, of course, I got the cream from Ronnie Brook Farms to make fresh whipped cream. And in this particular one, I just added a little bit of vanilla extract and powdered sugar. And by the way, I find that if I buy the already powdered sugar, they add cornstarch into it, which I don't want. So what I did is I put the sugar into my spice blender to powder it up. So I use it as the sugar. And all you're doing is taking the cookie wafers and you put it, you know, on a sheet. And it's not big, small kind of thing. And then you keep layering it with the whipped cream. And you layer it all over, and you go on the sides, the top, whatever, and it's done. And you throw it in the freezer. And that's why it's called icebox cake. Okay, now, I did this just throwing it right in the freezer, and I found that the cookies were crispy. So the second time I did this, and not using... I did use a little vanilla extract, I think. But anyway, so I did the second time. I put in the refrigerator for a number of hours, kind of to let maybe the cookies softened up a little bit. Because usually you're having cake and it's not, you know, the cake part is not crunchy. So I did that. Now, I ventured to get some more cream, and this time I'm going to take some instant coffee and put that into the spice blender, so it'll be like fine, and mix that up with the sugar and see how that, so I guess it's kind of, so I guess it'll sort of maybe sort of come out like a tiramisu. I'm not sure. But that's what I'm going to do. I'm still waiting for Mercedes to call. I don't know what happened because I gave the phone number to the person that handles all the public relations there. Well, let's see what it says here. She writes, please call me. Your email went into my spam for some reason. I was not able to tell, not able to confirm with you in time. I wish you'd call my cell. Please send me your cell or call me so I can save it in my phone and let me know another day time. You will try to set it up then. Sorry about that. Okay, my answer is this is a public relations person. Manishtana, as I say. What else is new? Okay, and the answer will be when I when I email her, my answer is basically, you don't get to do this. We don't get to do this again, because this is not my era, and you basically didn't keep your agreement, so that's it. Goodbye. You don't get this. I don't know what it is. Anyway, I don't want to go into the whole thing about problems in dealing with PR people. In the meantime, now I have to, the next person's not calling in until about a half an hour from now. This is really very annoying. So we're going to, I guess, be hearing a half an hour of music, I guess. That's the best thing I could do. Let's see what we have here. Let's do, here we go, Brickman.
Hold me close, baby, please. Tell me anything.
By heart.
But that you're gonna leave.
Well, that's not.
Hi, Merle. This is Mercedes Miller from Caramore.
Oh, okay. So
how are you?
So we got you then.
Yes, we did. I have 10 minutes, if that's okay.
Oh, yeah. Whatever you can tell us about the tea and the tour.
Okay, wonderful. We have these wonderful afternoon teas, which include the tour of the Rosen House. And the Rosen House is a Mediterranean-style villa with rooms that were imported from Europe. And as a matter of fact, Caramore is only one of five mansions in the country that has that distinction, which is incorporating European rooms into its own design. And as you go through the house, you really feel like you are in Europe of long ago. And everybody that comes has a wonderful experience, and they can't wait to get back. And I hope that is the case with you, Merle.
Oh, sure. So
did you enjoy it?
I went downstairs, and the person I was with went upstairs because I can't really do stairs.
Right, right. Well, we do have a couple of steps here throughout the house. So, unfortunately, that's nothing we can do about it, of course.
Yeah, that's okay.
But you stayed in a music room, and that's a really majestic room. It's a fantastic, beautiful room, yeah. And there in that room is where we have most of our Renaissance art and architectural elements. So it's a really spectacular, and I don't know if you notice that to the right of the room there is a little alcove, which we call the Spanish alcove, because the ceiling, a 16th century ceiling, came from Spain, as did the textile on the wall. And there in that really warm and intimate space is where the family used to spend the evenings if they didn't have company. Otherwise, they would stay in the huge music room. They loved to entertain. They had lots of parties, and Walter Rosen played the piano, and Lucy Rosen played the theremin, which was the first electronic instrument. And so they used to give concerts. Other times they would invite well-known musicians to perform for their friends and neighbors, and little by little their concerts grew, and that really was the seeds of what we have now, the music festival, which is taking place right now. And we have music for all tastes, so from classic to jazz to roots. We have everything. We have family programs, and of course, we would love to your listeners to come and take a look and enjoy Caramore.
So, who are these people, the Rosens, anyway?
Well, sure, Walter Rosen. He was born in Germany, and his family came to this country when he was 10 years old. The reason they came was because they went into international banking, and they already have a firm here in New York. And he was very smart, went to Harvard, graduated, and after that went to law school, formed his own law firm. But within a few years, he decided that he really wanted to join the family business, so the international banking. In 1914, he was invited to go to a party in Canada, in Quebec region, and there he saw this striking young woman, Lucy Rosen, at the time Lucy Bigelow Dodge, and was love at first sight. 6 weeks later, they were married, and they had a wonderful marriage. They shared the same interests. They both love music. They love the arts, and were art patrons. And so it was really a match made in heaven. And they lived in New York City on 35 West 54th Street. But they wanted to get a country home where they could spend the weekends and the summer. And so they came to Caramore. They loved the property. They loved the gardens, which many are still here today at Caramore. But they didn't like the house. So they wanted to build, they loved Italy. They especially Venice, and they wanted to build a massive palace, you know, in the Venetian style. This was in 1928. Of course, 1929, the crash happened. Even though he still had the ideas of building this big house. But by 1931, he was getting a little worried that the financial situation was not going to change anytime soon. So by then, in 1931, they had built already a farm complex. So he asked the architect, you know, let's scratch the idea of the big mansion and let's instead convert the farm into the residence, and that's what we have here today, where you were in a music room,
right.
Originally, that used to be their greenhouse.
Oh.
And, of course, when he decided to build this big house, he started importing a lot of objects from Europe, including the rooms that I mentioned before. So when they start converting the farm into the residence, they made it to fit their rooms, the rooms that, and the architectural elements that they already had. So that's what we have here. It's an unbelievable accomplishment that this man was able to take off. It was just he worked with very closely with the architect, but he was really the mastermind of Caramore.
So let me ask you about the tea. Let's talk a little bit about the tea.
Sure. Well, we started doing the teas quite a few years ago, and they are extremely popular. So as I mentioned, people arrive at 1:30 or 2, depending on the day. And it starts with the tour of the Rosen House, which is about a 45-50 minutes tour. And then the guests are invited to go to the summer dining room for the tea. And the tea consists of a variety of tea sandwiches, scones with clotted cream and preserves, and, of course, desserts, and a variety of fragrant teas. And we have beautiful, I don't know what kind of china you had, but I have this thing for china, so everybody has to get a beautiful teacup and beautiful dessert plate. And is, I think, very well beautifully laid out, and everybody enjoys it. We have a lovely caterer doing the teas, and I think everybody enjoys the food. Did you enjoy it?
Oh, I absolutely loved it. And I have to, you know, anybody who has, like, never done tea before, I wanted to kind of throw in, if you're, like, if you're doing tea there, this is not, don't scarf down the food. It's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Each item is really delicious and should be kind of savored. You know, really get a sense of the taste that's in it at each of them. It's not like like I know there was like egg salad, but it wasn't just egg salad.
Right.
You know, it was I think there was curry in or cumin or something in it.
Yeah.
So each of the items that you may even think like are no big deal are a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I agree. And as always, all presented beautifully in a three-tier stand. And I think it's a really, really charming way to spend an afternoon. And, you know, if I may, I just want to tell you also that in December we have holiday tea musicales, and those teas are a little different. They also include the tour of the Rosenhaus, which will be decorated for the holidays. But the tea takes place, actually is served in the music room where you were. So we removed all the chairs. We bring round the table, depending on the size of the groups. But, you know, we bring tables with a beautiful tablecloth, and the tea is served right there. And, of course, we have a concert. It's about a 45, 50-minute concert of holiday music, and that always includes sing-alongs. So that is – and. You know, we have people that do that every single year. It's a tradition to them. You know, it's like, it's holiday time, let's go to Caramore and FT. So, and those are very, very popular, and they sell out very, very fast. So maybe you want to talk about
So there are, and I just want to clear. So are there basically, like, there's that big lawn of where there's concerts, right? And there's times there's a tent that the rain and shine and
right. We have three theaters basically. We have the music room.
Yeah.
We have the Spanish alcove, which is wonderful.
Yes.
It's a beautiful place to hear a concert. It's just spectacular. And then we have the Venetian Theater, which is the tent. It's a big tent, but the acoustics are really perfect. And also it's very, very beautifully laid out. And then that's what's, you know, separates us from everybody else, because, you know, you can go to hear a concert anywhere, really. But Caramore has so much to offer. You know, this beautiful historic house, beautiful gardens, and beautiful venues. I mean, the Spanish courtyard is heaven, really, to hear a concert in the Spanish courtyard.
Really,
it's just really wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I loved it, and I'll be back.
Good.
Yeah, I'll be back, and I will also,
tea.
You know, I'm going to let people know all the things that are coming up.
Great.
Especially anybody from New York, it's not that far.
Not at all. No, you know, it's not at all. In an hour, you are here or less, and some concerts actually they have a shuttle, so you could take the train from New York City to Katona, and then the shuttle meets you at the station. So how easy is that? Yeah.
Oh,
that is really good.
No, that's great to know.
You know, when they make people make reservation in the box office, just, you know, they should ask, do you have a shuttle today? And they will, as I said, all the concerts throughout the summer, they all have a shuttle.
Oh, good. Okay.
So,
well, looking forward to coming back there.
Yeah, come back. Come in December. And, you know, and as I said, we have concerts. We have something going on at Caramore all year long, you know, spring, fall, and, of course, summer. And you know, in winter we have the holiday tea music house. So just come back and tell all your friends and listeners to give us a try.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much for speaking with us about it.
Not at all, Marla. My
pleasure. Appreciate it.
Hope to see you
soon.
Have
a great day.
Thanks. You too. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye bye. Well, okay. Now I just want to see. Let's say, Barb, are you there?
Hi,
Barb.
Here,
I'm
just calling to make sure that you and Mercedes connected. That was lovely.
I thought maybe you wanted a chat. You want chat?
Well, no, I
tell
think
her,
she
yeah,
said it all
yeah,
so well.
Anything more about that we haven't spoken about?
Well, I didn't catch the whole thing, so I know you spoke about the teas and about the concert that you saw, but, you know, Carrymore is a year-round site for music and events like the teas. So, you know, people don't have to remember they can come in any season to see us.
So, yeah, I wanted to ask, now, with the when they have the tent, is anything, just so people to know, is anything air-conditioned?
No, it's not air conditioned. That's why we don't have the concerts inside the house in the summertime. Everything is open air. But you know, it's always rather we do hand out fans on the very warm days.
Really? I didn't know that. Yeah.
But there's usually a breeze, and I've never found it really to be an issue. So it's quite lovely, and we have tents to protect from the sun. Yeah. But anyway, no, I was really just calling. I didn't realize this was your on-air phone number, but I was just calling to make sure that you connected. So thank you so much for interviewing Mercedes and turning people on.
Let me ask another question. Food. Is there food on the premises?
There is. First of all, we have great performances as our catering company, and people can pre-order picnics. I believe you have to have your order in by the Tuesday before concert at noon, but it's on our website at carrymore.org. And you pre-order your picnics, and they're waiting there for you, which is a lovely option. Or we quite often have food trucks or great performances of selling food on site, and people can always bring their own picnic. And people make elaborate picnics, actually. Oh, yes, you can, or you can do a combination, bring certain items and purchase some items on site, or like I said, arrange for the pre-ordered picnics. And the other day at the American Roots Music Festival, my friends and I were commenting, we actually spontaneously gave our own award to a family for the most elegant picnic. They had quite a setup, and people really go all out, you know, from basic, you know, spread to a really, like, they had fine, nice, you know, glassware and a whole table set up, little table. It was lovely.
Are people bringing their own chairs, or the chairs are there? You don't have to bring your own chair, or do people bring it anyway?
Some people bring their own seating and like to have low chairs of their own for their picnic, or people spread blankets, depending on the event. You know, if there's an outdoor concert in the sunken garden, then we have chairs there, and then there are chairs in the Spanish Courtyard at those concerts, and chairs in the Venetian Theater. But on the ground,
you're not going to really picnic over there.
On the ground themselves, there are picnic tables, and there's plenty of them for people to use. Otherwise, people bring blankets or their own chairs. And the parking is right there, which makes it really free parking, very close. But that's one of the nicest things about Carrymore is how easy it is to be there. I don't know if people realize that, but, you know, between the shuttle that Mercedes mentioned, so there's easy transportation from Metro North. And if you bring your own car, you can park right there, and you're just feet from the grounds. And there's beautiful, plentiful bathrooms that are centrally located, and you know, it's not like the festival experience that you have sometimes where, you know, you're walking a mile from your car and there are, you know, aren't real bathrooms, etc. I mean, this is really a nice, delightful, easy way to spend a day. You know?
Yeah.
It's sort of atypical and sort of lovely about it.
Yeah, it certainly is.
Yeah,
okay.
It's just the kind of place you have to see to understand. You know, if people haven't been there yet, I can't even really describe it. But everyone that comes is, you know, is just so taken by the beauty of the place and the music that they hear and the experiences that they have. So, yeah, so hopefully you'll come back soon and join us for something else, Merle.
Oh, sure. I'm looking forward to coming back.
Yeah, great. All right, well, let us know when you're going to be there. And thanks for having us on your show.
You're very welcome. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. I'm not sure. Do I have a caller? Who? Do I have a caller in? Okay. I guess not. I guess somebody that was just listening, which is okay. All right. Well, let's see. So as we're waiting, I'm hearing noises. I guess it's next door. Okay. I think. Okay. Let's do from, yes, the song The Flesh Failures from, yes, you know.
We starve, look at one another, short of breath, walking proudly in our winter coats, wearing smells from laboratories, facing a dying nation of moving paper fantasy, listening for the new tall lies with supreme visions of lonely tunes. Somewhere inside something there is a rush of greatness, who knows what stands.
Air, the show is air.
Just a ring.
by the way, when you're hearing the female high voice, that's someone from the past who's still singing. And I'm going to let you figure out who it is, not that you recognize. May recognize the voice, but I'll let you all look it up. Yeah, and she's still singing. I'll give you a hint. The initials are MM. Okay, and the last name is not Les. Okay, so it's really weird because my neighbor's doing some work, my ex-door neighbor, and it sounds like it's in my house, so I have to keep looking and thinking what kind of mischief are my cats getting into, but they're not. They're being very good. They're just hanging around. One is by my feet, listening to me talk on the show. Again, let's get the, what's a good one here? A Bette Midler song. Let's do my, here's Bette Midler. I like this one here.
Ooh.
one true friends, or one friends, a true friends. Okay, I'm doing this and reading my emails at the same time, getting things from my editors and public relations people. And by the way, that was Barb. That was a public relations person who called in to make sure everything went well and did get communicated. So all was good. So let's see what's coming up today. Today I'm going to be going to a seafood market here in Queens, in Howard Beach. I haven't been there before. But one of the things I like to look at is, I'm not one for buying seafood, the supermarkets, because I don't know how old, how fresh it's. I like it. If I'm going to get seafood, I'm going to get it fresh. Although, and I will get into this, I'll probably be doing a whole thing on a ShopRite supermarkets. Well, at least one of them, the one that I went to. I was very happy about my shopping there as opposed to Shopping Crap. And so I'll be talking about them. But one of the things there that I had noticed is that they have sushi. They make the sushi rolls. And I'm going to try to find out, as opposed to that they hire a company and come in and do the sushi rolls, they're doing it themselves. They have somebody, on staff that's doing it. And the question is, in terms of the fish, are they using, are they just going, going over to the seafood section and getting sushi grade tuna and salmon, etc., or like most places, it's frozen. The fish is like flash frozen, and I guess somewhat cured or something. I'm not very clear on that. This is what we'll find out, and gets cut up that way. So that's one of the things that I'm going to talk about regarding the supermarket. Now, the seafood market here, the thing I'm going to concentrate on is where they get the seafood. They're not going out. This is not, from what I'm understanding, a place where they're sending out the boats. They're getting it from the source that everybody gets it, somewhere in the Bronx, I think. I'm not sure, which is what I'll find out. And they talk about how fresh it is. And do they have sushi grade fish? So that you could make, whether you want to make rolls or sashimi. And sashimi is basically just thin slices of raw fish and not having to do with, you can put it on the rice or not put it on the rice, but that's it. The sushi is really what you put, is what goes on the pieces that goes on the rice. Just the fish or anything you want that you're putting on a piece of rice kind of thing. The rolls, what they call maki rolls. Maki rolls are what you see a lot, especially because, people go for the California roll, which is, to me, barf. I mean, it's not as barf, but when they use crab meat, they don't use real crab meat. There's no, I don't think there's any crab in that crab meat. that they use. So I don't tend to get that. But so if you, when you see those rolls that are sliced up with the nori around it, nori is a seaweed, those are called mucky rolls. So I'm going to be checking out what type of seafood they have. Now, seafood, by the way, I see it divided into two kinds of seafood that I'll have to call kosher and non-kosher. It's the best way to kind of describe it, because the non-kosher, all of the shellfish is non-kosher. It only means that those are fish that swim at the bottom of the ocean and scavengers. That's what it is. So the scavengers. So any of the shellfish, but I'm not sure about the scallops though. I'm not sure about the scallops whether that's okay, but that also happens to include non-kosher things like the calamari, squid, octopus, anything that I guess it doesn't have fins and scales or that type of thing. So, but when you kind of look at it, you know, you would see it. I see it as it's like shellfish versus non-shellfish. So but we'll get into that whole thing. What makes it kosher, non-kosher? Does it make a difference? Doesn't make a difference these days. Okay. So we'll have that. And so I'm waiting for my caller here to call in. And okay, so that's I don't know what I'm doing for 4th of July. I know we have concerts going on this week over at Forest Hills Stadium, which used to be the tennis stadium that goes back. I think Moses built that. Moses built that as well. And now they're doing some tennis there, but the concentration right now is on concerts. And they just had Dolly Parton, and I said hello to her from a distance, and now they're having Bob Dylan, and they have Paul Simon, and from what I understand, one of my friends who lives nearby said all he had to do is open up his window and he can hear the entire concert. So I'm going to see I'd be curious as if I had some friends. Let's go park the car somewhere in the area and just sit there in the car and listen to the concert. We can always, you know, get out, get something to eat, and, you know, go back to the car, have our own seats. Certainly cheaper that way. No crowds. Okay, so don't know what's going on, but some people, well, they get busy, they forget. And I'll wait just a little while, and if not, then I'll just end the show and have Pat call back at another time, because I really want to get into this Red Hook Inn. Let's see. What do we have now? See, the problem is I seem to like. All right, let's get the Isaacs. This an old song that the Isaacs are singing now.
Every generation blames the one before, and all of their frustrations come beating on your door. I know that I'm a prisoner to all my father held so dear. I know that I'm a hostage to all his hopes and fears. I just wish I could have told him in the living years. Crumpled bits of paper filled with imperfect thoughts, stilted conversation. I'm afraid that's all we've got. Say you just don't see it. He says it's perfect sin. You just can't get agreement in this present tense. We all talk a different language, talking in defense. Say it loud. Say passed away. I didn't get to tell him all the things I had to say. I think I caught his spirit later that same year. I'm sure I heard his echo in my baby's newborn tears. I just wish I could have told him in the living. Say it loud,
say it loud,
say it
clear, say it
clear. You can listen as well as you hear. It's too late.
I wish I could have told him. I wish
wish I could have told him in the living year.
Oh, yes, that's the Isaacs, and I think they're coming to New York City in August. Yeah, got to check for that. Well, it looks like Pat is going to be calling in. My feeling, because it's a B&B, that she might have gotten busy and busier. But that's okay. We'll get her at another time. I'll do another show to have her on. In the meantime, so I'm going to end this show early. And so anybody who's going to go back to listen to it, have a great day. Or if you have listened to it, great day, evening. Okay, her name is Melba Moore. afternoon. Just have some peace, please. Oh, that's my girl. By the way, isn't it interesting with my girl? I mean, all you have to do is at first, right?